We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward now. 6:30 here on a Friday morning. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier has signed an executive order creating a task force to combat opioid and methamphetamine abuse.
The task force, created Thursday, will be headed by leaders of 16 state agencies and will also include medical and law enforcement personnel with expertise on substance abuse. Collier said that the opioid and meth epidemics are, quote, very real in Kansas. The task force will examine other state strategies to determine what works and what doesn't before laying out a plan of action for Kansas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The personal information of thousands of Kansans was released by mistake. The Department of Aging and Disability Services says it became aware late last month that an employee sent an unauthorized email with Social Security numbers, Medicaid identification numbers, and other personal information of 11,000 Kansans to its business partners. The department said it has no evidence the information was misused or disclosed publicly. Governor Jeff Collier spoke with reporters.
My understanding at this point is that the breach was very limited in scope and that it was all kept contained.
News of the breach came minutes before representatives in the House debated two cybersecurity bills in Topeka. One bill would hold agency heads accountable for any breaches. A spokesman says the employee involved in the mistake has been let go from the department.
West Virginia public school students are still in limbo.
Schools in all 55 of the state's counties will remain closed today due to a stalemate in giving teachers, among the lowest paid in the country, a raise. An agreement in principle was reached with the legislature and governor earlier this week, but Republicans in the state Senate Thursday refused to take up House-approved legislation to grant teachers a 5% pay raise. Outside the Senate chamber, hundreds of protesters chanted, "Pass that bill." Republicans say they need to be fiscally responsible and address the teachers' main concern, rising health insurance costs. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Delta Airlines may feel the wrath of Georgia's state lawmakers who were publicly upset over the Atlanta-based airline's decision to end discount deals for members of the National Rifle Association in response to boycott calls following the Florida school shooting.
Delta had lobbied Georgia's legislators hard for a sales tax exemption on jet fuel, thinking it could save the airline, which bases flights at Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, a whopping $50 million annually. But the air carrier drew the ire of Republicans in the state government when it announced that, like United Airlines, it was ending a discount for NRA members flying to the association's annual meetings. A tax bill passed Thursday omitted the sought-after tax exemption. While Governor Nathan Deal says he wasn't in favor of punishing Delta, he won't veto the bill because it includes tax breaks for consumers. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A new 32,000-square-foot hangar will be constructed on Airport Road to the east of Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport. It will house the B-29 aircraft known as Doc. Wichita Director of Wichita of Airports Victor White tells KNSS News the building will have retail shops and will be a museum and educational center.
They're going to have exhibits and interactive things for STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math education, so that kids can come out, school kids, whatever, on field trips and learn about those kind of how things are designed, how things are built, and how they're operated and maintained. So really tie it together to an educational center as well.
Victor White is our guest this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Once again, it's a chilly morning for us in Wichita, but it will feel more spring-like by this afternoon. Sunshine and windy at times. In fact, some gusts may be up to 30, even 35 miles per hour this afternoon, or high 63. Clear tonight, not quite as cool with a low 44. We'll stay windy again on Saturday with a high 65. Could see a thunderstorm late Sunday with a high 63. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Steve, 10 in the morning now, 6:35 here on a Friday morning, March 2nd. Statistics show pigs are hogging the market in Europe as the largest livestock category and outnumber people in Denmark by more than 2-1. A European statistical agency says with a population of about 150 million in the European Union, pigs far outnumber cattle and other bovines. But Denmark is the only country where pigs outnumber people, with 215 pigs to every 100 residents. Not coincidentally, it's also a country known in Europe for its quality bacon. You would think with all those pigs that bacon would be pretty cheap in Denmark.
Well,
you?
It might be.
Yeah. Bacon. Everybody likes bacon. Think tattoos are something special? Not so fast. Experts at the British Museum say the world's oldest figurative tattoos have recently been discovered on an Egyptian mummy there. That's 1,000 years earlier than previously thought.
A time-honored tradition.
Tattoos of a wild bull, a symbol of power and virility, and a Barbary sheep were found on an Egyptian male mummy dating to between 3341 and 3017 B.C. And there you go. Nothing new about tattoos.
No, I mean, there are many ethnicities and races that have, that's what they've done for centuries.
I think mummies are kind of creepy myself. But, okay. Okay, so here's what we got. Kansas collected $27 million more than expected in February. They've been doing this for months now.
They changed the formula.
Now there's
a surplus every month.
Hey, you know. Okay, well, they change the rules now and then just so they'll look better when it's time to get elected. But, yeah, how about that, Ted? The state's doing really well now. We're going to have enough money to pay for education and everything.
Of course, we said that for years. There was two or three-year period where every month they said they were under-collecting. I was like, well, obviously the estimates aren't correct. They need to change the way they do it.
Yeah.
Then they finally did. Now we have surpluses every month.
We hope it's more accurate. I mean, hope it's not just some smoke and mirrors type thing. I pulled our good friend Denise Neal, as always, going to all the fine restaurants at the Wichita Eagle.
She's got her...
Oh, she's got a gig and a half, hasn't she?
Taste buds on the pulse of
Denise,
Wichita.
That's all she does. She eats out every day at fine places.
Oh, I envy her.
Well, I do, too. She's a nice enough person, but, you know, she writes about food all the time. So she's got to be an expert. She's got to do the research. She's got an article in today's Wichita Eagle about Wichita's Texas Roadhouse. It's the tops in the U.S. chain, the one out on the west side.
Well, it doesn't surprise me.
600 restaurants. And it's the top one.
You drive by there any time they're open, and that parking lot is full.
If you don't go, you're in the evening, if you want to go at 4 o'clock, you're not going to get in there. You're going to wait in the lobby. Now they're going to open another one on 2500 block of North Greenwich or Greenwich Road, so we'll have two of them in town. I don't know how the one will work on the east side. What do you think? West side is kind of a steak place, but I don't know. And I was just wondering, has anybody been out to Texas Roadhouse recently? I haven't been there for a while. Now, they used to have my photo there in the lobby, but I get a, you know, and I would say that's probably one of the reasons that's the number one steakhouse in the country. They got my photo in the lobby.
Why not?
What do you think? Might as well take credit for it. who's gonna dispute that? That's so silly. All right, we got the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show starts at 11 o'clock this morning,
Ted. Opening day today.
Don't forget those four animatronic audio-enabled dinosaurs. Hoo-ha-ha! Displayed at the Suburban Landscape Management booth.
Now, how cool is that going to be? You can take selfies with the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
You can get that close.
Well, the thing is, Saturday, Ted and I are going to be down there from 1 to 5, and if you want, you can take selfies with these two dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
Yeah.
We're a couple of dinosaurs. Anyway, 6:39 now, Steve and Ted. Time for the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The trading for the cattle complex was mostly negative Thursday. The April live cattle and the March feeder cattle had their lowest trade of the past 23 sessions. Cattle complex did close negative yesterday, but did close well off the session lows. Cash cattle trade this week has been between 126 and 127, and lean hogs traded two-sided and closed negative going into the close yesterday. Yesterday's close saw April live cattle 5 cents higher, 123.32. March feeders were 30 cents higher, 145.05. April lean hogs 25 lower at 66.97. The upside and new highs for the week, along with strong positive closes for the wheat, corn, and soybean futures, continued Thursday. The overall major supportive factor for the upside is simply the fund buying chasing the market higher on weather concerns. Now, keep in mind, grain bull runs always, without fail, come to an end, so be very careful. At the moment, May KC wheat's down 4.5 cents at 5.39. May corn a penny higher, 3.87 1/4. May soybeans 7 3/4 higher, 10.75 3/4. April crude oil is 17 cents lower at 60.82. April gold $18.50 higher at 13.2370. The March S&P 16 points lower at 26.62. The March dollar index is 40 cents lower at 89.88. And March Dow Jones futures down 221 points at 24,397. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I am not going to jump into this controversy, and I'm not going to drag you into it either, okay? But the president has said he wants to impose some pretty heavy tariffs on steel and aluminum. And already Senator Pat Roberts from Kansas says, well, you know how they'll retaliate. The Chinese against agriculture. Any comment on that? You don't have to say anything if you don't want to.
No, and matter of fact, I already had a conversation with a client this morning about it. I had some conversations yesterday. You know, tariffs have good and bad effects. Tariffs affect a lot of segments of the economy, and it's always a situation of it's okay to do it as long as it doesn't affect me.
Yeah,
and anybody that's ever been in any kind of politics or anything similar to politics always runs across that. You know, the majority of people's in favor of doing something as long as it doesn't personally affect me adversely.
Right, right.
And sometimes there's got to be a little give and take out there. And one final comment I'll make is, Steve, a lot of the trade agreements we have with other countries is not always the best one for the U.S., and some of them do need to be looked at and reevaluated.
Absolutely, and I don't think anybody would argue with that. Want to make sure that our interests are taken care of. But sometimes that interest is a little more...
Warning, we will see the updated monthly trade balance. So it'll be interesting to look at that because we do have some huge trade imbalances that are not in our favor with a lot of countries.
Right, and sometimes, though, those as we're seeing, those tariffs are interconnected and interwoven with a lot of stuff. And,
exactly. Okay. And it is, you're kind of getting there right with your comment there, Steve. It is a complicated situation.
All right. Thank you, Tom. I think you skated around that one very well. All right. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. He's going to talk about spending phases in retirement. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.